busy weekend this weekend coming up. So Saturday the 14th, Ortishore Mountain Bike Epic happening. Lots of racers, lots of traffic, especially in Nagani. Nagani morning, 9 a.m. is the soft rock start, which is down in front of Lakeview School.
Sure.
And then 10 a.m. is the hard rock start in downtown Nagani.
And that's kind of the big one.
That, well, yeah, the harder one for sure.
Yes.
The bigger one, actually, the soft rock is bigger. There's more racers.
Oh, really? There is more, I suppose, because it's perhaps a little softer.
A little softer. Yeah.
But the key here is that Saturday in Nagani and in the West End, there's going to be lots of car traffic, lots of bike traffic. Because the last report I saw for Ortishore a week or so ago, they were reporting a couple thousand people registered overall for this event so far.
Right. And they still have a weekend to go before it. And that typically has a little bump up. So I think they're on record. They are looking for volunteers, I know. And if you need to get a hold of them, go to the Ortishore website, ortishore.com, and reach out there. They can always use help.
And I also understand that Saturday night has another evening event that is coming up that is a classic here, too.
It is. So up at the Cliff Shaft Mine Museum, they'll be hosting the Buzz the Gut. The show and shine is at 5 p.m. And then at 7 p.m. is the cruise, and that goes down from Ishpeming down to Nagani and back. So expect heavy traffic again.
But a great night. I mean, if you can get a lawn chair or something to just sit up on a corner of one of the downtown streets, Ishpeming, Nagani, you're going to see some great cars.
It's like one of the best car parades on the West End, I think. Everybody looks forward to it.
And that's all happening on Saturday evening as well.
So Saturday evening, not, you know, not until after 5. So everything will be kind of busy in the morning, busy in the evening.
But it's nice to have stuff going on in the West End, because for a long time, about a year or so, we didn't really do anything. So to have these events going on, it's got to be pretty heartening, especially from the chamber standpoint.
We're liking it. You know, we're hoping that everybody patronizes the businesses, expect busyness. We ask for people to have patience, especially in the restaurants. They're still struggling. I mean, now we have a system or a supply shortage in several restaurants, so they're dealing with that. They're just getting whammied. So just patronize and help and support and patience.
As we continue on, I'm Walt Lindela. With me in the studio is Bob Hendrickson. He is executive director of the Greater Ishpeming-Nagani Area Chamber. Bob, the chamber has been working on looking to hear from folks, and you have something in the works with that. What's the latest?
Yeah, so the last time I was in, I think we were talking about launching a member survey, just getting some input from them. We have that live now. We put it out last week, and then we are going to be in kind of just gathering this information through probably through September. So what we'd like to do is basically what it is asking the members what their needs are, their wants, their expectations from the chamber. We'll compile those and then present them at the annual dinner in October. So it's really just kind of giving us a reset of what our mission is, making sure that we're in line with what people need. And just kind of, you know, just a little health check.
Where did this kind of come from, this idea, this to do this? Did you feel like maybe with COVID and the year being sort of discombobulated, it might be a good time to do something like this?
Yeah, a lot of it. And a lot of it was board driven. You know, we had a board meeting and the board was going like, well, what do we, you know, about? We have a lot of new board members that we're bringing in. And just an opportunity to get back in touch.
Now, you mentioned the annual dinner, and you're still moving ahead with plans with that, but you're looking for some more input from people on what?
Yeah, so we, along with our annual dinner, part of it is the annual awards. So we have our business of the year, business people of the year, our person, organization of the year, volunteer of the year, and chamber member of the year. So those are going to be kicking off this week also. And we'll have different weeks of different nominations. People can nominate a business that has gone up above and beyond, a business person that's really made an outstanding difference on the West End, organizations, or a volunteer. And we'll have more details on our website and then also in our emails and Facebook.
And of course, that is, your website is what?
GINCC.org.
And if people want to either stop by or give you a call, what's the best way to do
that? Yeah, give us a call at 486-1111. Or stop by our office out in front of Jubilee Foods off 41 at 910 US 41. And we're open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.